Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy new year. Welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you all please invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Bryant Tansel. He is our first speaker for the new year 2021, but he has been doing a phenomenal job, and I know that he's going to get you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing. Find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. His topic is Forward in 2021. Brothers and sisters, I give you Brother Bryan Tansel, and immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to everyone on our call this morning. We trust that you had a very safe and happy New Year and that you're looking forward to 2021. I sure am. And I know we can't wait to turn the page when you think back on 2020. What a year it was. A year that was unpredictable with a lot of things that have happened. And, you know, we're walking into this new year with some hindsight, some recent things that happened that will shape how our year turns out. So I would say let's set some new goals. Let's set a new resolution. Set some new goals for yourself and just hold yourself accountable to these goals. You know, many times we make New Year's resolutions and it doesn't last to the end of the week. So through every adversity and tragedy, there is a lesson. Congratulations, you made it to 2021, if you're under the sound of my voice. And things, the world won't get better if we just let it be. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. So today I wrote down some things just to make you think, and there's some questions that I have, and then I've got some suggestions here that will help us along our journey this year. So the first question I have is, what can I do differently this year? What can I do differently? Can I start a new business? Can I take a class online to improve my skills, whether it's skills to get better with my worship and my faith and to improve my spirituality? Or can I take some online classes to improve my skills that I need for work? Can I show up at work with a different attitude? Can I show up at work with a different attitude? Can I show up at my home with a different attitude? Can I participate in more church activities? Can I read the Bible more? I would say keep your Bible handy. Keep it handy. And buy multiple copies. Leave some in several rooms. I would say leave one in your car. That's one thing I'm going to do is buy one to put in my car, a small one that I can just flip through maybe for a few minutes during my lunch break when I don't have a lunch with clients. Live a healthier life. Get active. Move around. Start exercising. Even if you're sitting in a chair, there are exercises you can do. If you're homebound, just maybe walk around outside your home, maybe just within the limits of your home. Can I eat healthier? Can I eat more fruits and vegetables and less meat and less processed and packaged foods? Something to think about. Give more than take. Examine myself more than I examine others. Examine everything in your life. Write down my goals. People say that the people that write their goals down and they check them very often, you're more likely to accomplish those goals. And I would say read them very often. Read them to yourself each day. Read them before you go to bed. That way it's on your mind at night. What did you accomplish this year in 2020? And what would you like to accomplish this year in 2021? What did you accomplish last year in 2020, I should say? So don't let your past determine your future. Our kids are at home more. Can I take a Bible lesson and teach them a lesson about the Bible? Can I research something about history? Ask my kids to do the same. And, you know, pop some popcorn and talk about what they learned in this lesson. What did we learn in the lesson that the child taught? Have the child stand up in front of you and talk about it like they're presenting it to you. This builds character in your child. And, you know, you see a lot of yard signs out here, and I would just say they're all over the place, exits and all over our communities. You know, trying to get you to sign up for this insurance or that one. We'll pay you cash for your home. Get rich in real estate. Stop falling for so many scams and schemes this year. Watch less junk TV. Read more books. Look at documentaries. Consume good things. Consume biblical things. Get advice from good people. Sometimes we run to the same person for advice because every time they give us advice, it's a little something ratchet. It feels so good to get back at somebody. It just feels good to lash out at somebody. People live in hurt for far too long without seeking godly solutions. What could I or who could I reach out to that would really appreciate hearing from me? Don't say I call them and they didn't call me back. Try them again, and then try them one more time. When someone comes to visit our church, and we're not having church services now, but just think about this for a minute. When someone comes to visit our church, we don't expect a non-Christian to walk down the aisle that day and become a new convert. Could it happen? Sure, but it's not likely to happen. We have a lot of work to do. And situations can be very likely, likely, probably not likely, absolutely not likely, or don't think about it for 100 years, right? So I got some friends that call me from time to time, and they say, man, it took you 2 hours to call me back. And I said, I was out in my yard blowing leaves for 2 hours, and then I bagged leaves for another 45 minutes. So everyone is not sitting by their phone 24 hours a day. So this year, try not to project your life on other people. Spend less money on lottery tickets and scratch-offs. When you start itching, don't go to the convenience store to get a scratch-off ticket. What business would really appreciate the dollar that I spend? Don't spend money with people that don't like you. Now, as we think about these things, we all are wired a little bit differently. We all have a left brain and a right brain, they say. So when we're talking about the left brain and right brain, I would say when you leave your driveway, why do you always turn to the left? Now, some people would say because it's a dead-end street on the right-hand side. Okay, I understand if it's a dead-end street. But if the street is not a dead end, why don't you try it sometime? This forces us to think a little bit differently. So left brain learners are more auditory and right brain people are more visual. So if you're a left brain, this is the way you generally think about things. Logic, analysis, sequencing, you think linear. You're probably good at mathematics. Language, facts, you think in words, and you think of words of songs, and you're good at computation. And if you're right brain, it's more creativity, imagination, holistic thinking, intuition, arts, rhythm, nonverbal, feelings, visualization, tune of songs, and daydreaming. But don't daydream too much out there. You know, you got to come back every now and then. So you ever thought about putting on your left shoe first instead of your right shoe? Sometimes we are thinking subconsciously. We do things subconsciously, and we don't think about it. Think about everything that you're doing this year before you do it. So what's in our subconscious mind? And I would say if you dreamed last night that you won the lottery, then I would suggest go back to sleep and come up with another dream. So also, are you a listener versus a problem solver? These don't have to be mutually exclusive. You could be the same person that has both of these key values. So sometimes when we're talking to people, maybe our square answer doesn't fit into their round problem. Are you an introvert versus an extrovert? Some people spend all their time thinking about themselves more than others. You say that you love me, but you want to agree with everything. You want me to agree with everything you decide or everything you say. So be a more rational thinker. For example, if I get coronavirus, what's the worst that can happen? Think about it. Knowing what you know today, ask yourself, what is the worst that can happen? So I'm going to answer this in two ways. An introvert would say, I could die. An extrovert would say, I can infect the people I love the most. Do you see the difference? Christian versus non-Christian. Brother Bradshaw had implemented a program there at Graceview called Down Front and Ready. And it's an excellent program. He gave us a book that was titled Down Front and Ready. And the goal was actually to get us to be prepared for any situation that we could facilitate at our church. So always have your book with you. Always be ready to do communion, offering. There's some things in our life where we can be down front and ready all the time. We're always ready to go. So we have to talk a little bit about politics, Democrat versus Republican. What can I do to influence these people who make decisions about our lives? Can I join an organization? Can I read more about legislation that's being proposed on a local, regional, and national level? How will this affect my family, and what can I do about it? I would say there's people in the church that were recently baptized. We had one recently in Graceview. There's recently baptized people and people that have been baptized a long time ago or a short while ago. Stay humble and stay hungry. There's people that have the Old Testament thinking versus the New Testament thinking. And here's some scenarios I want you to think about. If you had $100 million today and there was no COVID in the world, what would you do with it? If you had $1 million today and there was no COVID, what would you do with it? And now I'm going to change it. Think about your current situation and there is COVID. What would you do with your life? And lastly, I want you to think, if you had a 50% reduction in your income and here is COVID, what would you do with your life? This scenario allows us to think of, oh, everything is beautiful. I got everything I want. Things are plentiful. And then lastly, more despair. Things are not so great, right? My income has dropped 50% and there's COVID here. How would you live your life? And lastly, with COVID circulating, I want you to think about eulogies. And a eulogy, ideally, you should prepare before a person passes away, but we can't always predict when someone's going to leave us. So here's an exercise. Prepare a eulogy for someone you love. What will you say? What would this person want you to say? Now prepare your own eulogy. What do you want people to say or know about you? At this time, I will lead us in a word of prayer. Father, I want to pray for my father, Thomas Tansel, who found out he had COVID yesterday. We pray that he's able to get through COVID, take the medications on time that he has, and that he's able to fight this battle and win it and come out on the other side We pray for my family members, my mother and my nephews and the family members that have been around him in the last week, that their tests come back negative. And Lord, we just pray that you will help us get through this and come out on the other side. And we pray for all of the families out there, wherever they might be, especially the ones on this call. COVID is something that's here with us, Lord, and we know there's a lesson at the end of the tunnel. We know that you are always going to be there at every turn in our lives. We pray for public servants we lost this year, John Lewis, C.T. Vivian, Joseph Lowry, in 2020. We pray for all the souls that were lost in 2020, and we're asking your blessings for 2021 to make us better Christians. Thank you for these calls that we have. Thank you so much for our listeners, and thank you for everything that you've blessed us with in 2020, and we know that you're going to rain down so much on us in 2021. Father, you know the needs of everyone on this call, and we ask that you touch their hearts and be with them and walk with them through this life. Thank you for our call today, sweet Jesus, and thank you for 2021. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.